Shopify presents cool sheets from aha to
lying awake while you bake isn't cool. I suffered from the wrong kind of hot in bed, heat-induced insomnia. That was my aha moment. Bed sheets that keep you cool. Then I thought, how do I even sell bed sheets? That's when I had the idea that made it all possible, signing up on Shopify. With the help of Shopify's intuitive online store creator, I started selling sustainable bamboo sheets that keep cool year-round. And my cool idea became a reality. Hot sleepers around the world rejoice. Shopify makes it simple to keep your cool while starting and growing your business. Start selling with Shopify today and join the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. From aha to anything is possible.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. shopify.com/free22.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 29th day of December. Only 2 days left in this year. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight, there in the glass cage on the board, our producers, like Batman and Robin. No. More like Laurel and Hardy. Yes. We got Craig in style. And you heard the cackle? That cackle's right here live. That's what they call her. Sometimes they call her Lisa. Sometimes they call her Cackle. Sometimes they call her Cackle Lisa or Lisa Cackle. And she's sitting there next to Randy, and Randy's laughing at this because he's gay.
Good evening, everyone.
Randy Gay. Yes.
That's exactly right. But my middle name's not Randy, not gay. Okay. Anyway, be blessed, no stress, everybody.
Right. Good evening, everyone.
That has to be tough going through life as a kid.
Well, actually, it didn't mean that when I was a kid.
Huh. Well, that's right. That's right.
It didn't. Oh, yeah. It's new. It didn't mean that at all. As a matter of fact, in front of our home, it had a sign that said, "The gay family."
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
I mean, my goodness. Think about that now.
We used to have a book on our library shelf that said how to throw a gay party. I remember that.
Come on, Dawn, we now are gay apparel.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Dear. Things change, don't they? Always for the better.
Unfortunately.
All right, tonight we have, let's bring up Pastor Hal. He's got an announcement to make. And are you there, Pastor Hal? Are you there, Pastor Hal? Bring up Pastor Hal.
I'm here.
Are you there now? Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Pastor, we've got some sad news. Our dear, dear friend, Pastor Bill Grady. Well, tell him what happened last night with his son.
Okay. Pastor Grady is a saint of God, wrote many books on the Christian life and battles going on, and has won probably hundreds and maybe even thousands of people to Christ in his ministry. He loves the Lord. But last night, his son, I believe it was out in Arkansas, I'm not sure, got in a car accident and was killed. And he got the bad news shortly thereafter. And I just want to say one of the best things about being a Christian is that knowing when some tragedy like this takes place in our lives, you can look up and be assured that your loved one you're going to see again if they were born-again Christian, which his son was, and he's going to see him again. They're going to rejoice in the Lord again. You know, death is not a permanent separation for us Christians. It's just saying so long, we'll see you later. And right now he knows his son is safe in the arms of Jesus and enjoying heaven more than our minds could even begin to imagine. And so if you're not a born-again Christian, look at what how Bill Grady is taking this. He's still praising God for God being in complete control. And although, you know, we don't know why things happen like they happen in tragedies like this, we know that Jesus is in complete control and that he loves us. He loves Pastor Grady. He loves his son. And that he's going to see his son and there's going to be great rejoicing. And we praise God for that.
Well, you know, that's exactly what he said. He said, God is good, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Boy, that had to be tough. You know, I know what it's like to lose a child, and it's a very, very hard thing to lose a child. And he knew, he understood that it's heaven's gain and our loss. And so let's do this. I want to ask the folks all across the country out there to join with me, because, yes, he said, God is good, but here, that has to be very tough on him and his family. So let's pray that the Lord would be a comfort at this time to Pastor Bill and his family. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold up Pastor Bill Grady and his family, Lord, to you tonight. And just ask for the folks all across the country to join us in prayer. Just asking that you would give him that peace that passes all understanding, Lord God. And he knows, Lord, he knows that that his son now is going to be with you. And, Lord, for his family, for his wife and the children, Lord, that they would know, too, that he's in, actually, he will finish, he crossed the finish line. And so, again, let that be that they get, they all have feel that peace in this time of mourning that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, there's, it's necessary, though, Hal, that there be a time of mourning. You need to get that time of mourning to have completion.
Yeah, right.
So, anyhow, well, thanks for calling in and sharing that with us, and I'll hear you at the end of the program.
Okay, God bless everyone.
All right. Thank you. All right, we're going to get into our scripture tonight. We're going to be in the book of Revelation, chapter 16. And at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, all of my pastors and all of my deacons can read. And I'm going to prove it because Randy's one of my deacons. So, Randy, would you read verses 1 through 5 and then stop right there?
Okay. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go your ways. Pour out the vials on the of the wrath of God upon the earth." And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as blood as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, "Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged thus."
Well, here now, the vial judgments are similar in several ways to the trumpet judgments, but there's three ways in which they're different. Now, the trumpet judgments were partial judgments. You still had a chance, men still had a chance to repent. The vial judgments are not. They're final. This is the final judgment, the final judgment. And there's no repenting here now. And so here, when we see this, that how things are,
I have a question, may I?
Yeah.
And this has kind of always kind of bothered me in the back of my mind. It says that he basically poured this thing, the grievous sore, on the men. And my question, was it just the men or is it the women too?
No, it's everybody.
It's everybody? Means, okay, yeah. And I've always kind of wrestled with that. Right. Okay.
And then when he says, and the angel poured out the vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, thou art, and wast thou, shall be, because thou hast judged thus, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and has given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. Well, he's telling them that they gave them the blood to drink because they shed so much innocent blood, and so that's God's judgment on them. And then he says, and I heard another out of this altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. So here, thou art worthy means because, verse 7 says, I heard the altar, and it can be translated, I heard the altar cry out. And here what he's talking about, the significance, Randy, of the altar is itself crying out, is that everyone and everything will be praising God for his righteous judgment and acknowledging God's judgment. It's not just righteous, but it's perfect. It's perfect, sure. Righteous. And then go ahead and read verses 7
okay.
Through 9, 7 okay. through 8, 7 and 8, yeah.
And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it wasn't very smart of them. Now, how would you say this would apply? Because, see, this is a future. Who would you say today that's prominent in all of the media out there in our society here in the world will be there during this? That this is going to be affecting certain people here.
But you've got the vaccine people who don't, who know what they're doing and
Fauci,
don't care.
Mr. Fauci.
That's what I was going to say. Just all of the vaccine
Gates,
people.
Fauci, sure. Gates, yeah.
The politicians who are making money off of it, and they know that.
Pfizer.
That's exactly right. Pfizer, Moderna, all of those.
This is brought to you by Pfizer.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on, people like Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yeah.
And who just don't care.
There's a special hot place in hell for Planned Parenthood.
That's exactly right. And all of these people who are doing all of these things and working all of this wickedness.
What about all these corrupt prosecuting and attorney generals?
Oh, sure. Sure.
What about these corrupt judges that are for sale?
Yeah, see, to me, anybody, come on, Soros and people like Soros who want to manipulate and want to do those things, I feel like we have a world full of people. There are a lot of people, even at a lower level, who don't care who they take advantage of and what they do. It kind of reminds me of an old Western movie where when they caught the guy at the end, he said, I did it, wagons and all, and I do it to you or any other man who stood in the way of me and what I want. And that's how these people live.
Yeah.
They don't care what they do as long as they get what they want.
Well, now here, there's no doubt where the judgments are coming from because it's God they're cursing, huh?
That's right.
And here, and it makes it very clear in the days we're living in, we're coming towards this because we're seeing a real startup on this, the fact how they're hating Christians today. I mean, more and more they're hating Christians, aren't they?
But don't you see also, to me, something that's really kind of interesting, and that's it, like, is that women are involved in this, and usually when a woman goes bad, she's harder than a man is. Because women have a tender spirit, just in general they do. Mm-hmm. But when a woman goes bad, she's twice as bad as a man.
That's right.
You know?
Yes.
Alrighty. You hear that, all you bad women out there?
Yeah.
I know some of them bad women.
Yeah, well, uh-huh. Me too.
Jessica Waters, don't be thinking you're going to be jumping out at me at the gasoline station.
Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Hillary,
don't forget Hillary.
Oh, Hillary.
Yes.
And Nancy.
Big
Nancy
time.
And Hillary. We can run some names.
You know, I would love to be able to get Nancy, Hillary, and all of them.
Yeah.
And AOC and the squat.
Yeah.
In a place that's locked where they can't get away.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And just preach them heaven sweet, hell hot. The word of God does not return void. And I'm going to tell you, the preaching against hell fire these women, it just drives them crazy. Yeah. I mean, it really gets to them. They can't handle it, okay? They turn into screaming banshees.
Okay? Yes, they do.
I know when I was out there on the streets in front of those abortion mills and the death squads, the feminists, the lesbians would be out there. You preaching them the word of God, they cannot handle the word of God. They cannot handle it at all.
When we picketed the abortion clinic, a woman stopped and got in our faces and talked about, how can you put these signs out here and cause children to be afraid? You know, it was really interesting. But she stopped her car in the middle of the street and came over to us saying that kind of stuff.
All right. And so we go on and we read this.
Okay. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the sea. On the sea of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. You want me to go to 6 also?
Go ahead and read all the way through 13, yeah.
Okay. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up. Isn't that interesting? It's drying up now. Mm-hmm. That the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
Now those miracle working demons they come from the unholy Trinity. And then the dragon, the false prophet, and the Antichrist, and they unite all the rulers of the world to do battle against God. And so, the demons which come forth from the mouths of the three evil rulers, significantly the verbal, those are verbal enticements and propaganda that will. It's like our news media, NBC, ABC.
But isn't this very similar? Moses, the plagues of Moses.
Right.
Yes.
Blood, frogs.
Uh-huh.
But this is very
similar. Frogs, in that they're actually the voices. They're the voice of these demons, and they're drawing people into their battle, into the sin. And then pick it up with 15.
Okay, sure. Behold, I come as a thief. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame.
Well, the Lord Jesus is telling them that he's going to be there when they least expect it. He's going to show up there.
Sure.
Yes.
Very unexpectedly. And he gathered them together into a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. I've been there. I've been in the battle of the Valley of Megiddo. And that valley is huge. I mean, it is huge.
But isn't that the place where Napoleon said it was the ultimate place to have a battle?
Oh, a number of generals.
Yeah, Napoleon said that.
There was another one that said that, and that was one of the great American generals in World War II. Hmm. And who do you think that was?
Well, it had to be Patton.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it had to be Patton.
It was Patton, and he said... Yeah. He imagined being there, watching the battle that would take place in that valley. And the seventh angel poured out his vial unto the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as what not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. Okay, and here it goes on to say, and the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and Great Babylon. Now, Great Babylon consists of three parts. Babylon is three parts. Babylon, you have Babylon the economic, you have Babylon the political, and Babylon
spiritual,
the religious, actually. Okay. It's religious. Okay. So you have the three parts of Babylon here. And today, what do we have? Okay, so if you would have quit those today, the political, well.
That's obvious.
The Democratic Party is Babylon. It's the world. But not just that, the World Health Organization, we take it, the United Nations.
Council on Foreign Relations.
Right. The World Economic System. Yep. That's all part of Babylon, the political, okay. Even the economic is part of the political. Then you have the World Trade Centers and the bank system, the world banking system. And then you have the apostate church. And right there in the United Nations is housed the Center for World Religions, right there in housed in the United Nations. So you got all three of them there in New York City. And today we take a look at here in America, the apostate church, the world, the National Council of Churches. They are as apostate as it gets. Oh, yeah. Then you have the apostate Jews out there, the liberal Jews, okay? And you look at the Pope. You talk about apostate. I mean, this guy's a communist to the bone, isn't he?
Yes.
And so you have this out there today. And so he goes on, and the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her a cup of wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men great hail out of the heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. Do you know how much a talent weighs?
It's like 30-something pounds.
75.
75, okay.
And how would you like to get hit with a 75-pound hailstone?
Well, I don't think you'd remember much after that.
No.
I don't think you would.
You wouldn't be.
No, yeah, that's right. You wouldn't get hit but once, huh?
Yes.
Right? That's right.
All right. And God, and blasphemed God because of the plague and because of the hail. For the plague thereof was exceedingly great. We're going to stop right there.
But the irony to me is that nobody repents or praises God.
Yes.
You know.
Well, no, you're not going to. Now, they did that during the trumpet judgments. They had the opportunity to
do
that.
Right, right. But, mm-hmm. but it's over with now.
That, yeah, this is the final judgment. It's God's wrath. Mm-hmm. And it's all over, like you say, it's all over. And these people today that are so arrogant, you know, like when Obama Biden, when he squints his eyes, mm-hmm. he squints his eyes, he whispers and lies, okay? Everything evil, everything. I mean, there's nothing evil that these people will not embrace. You know, if you could invent a new type of sin.
Oh, they'd be on it.
Yes, they'd have it
in their platform tomorrow. Yep. And the World and National Council of Churches would have it in their Articles of Faith.
Wouldn't they?
Yes.
If it was a new sin. All right. We're going to play a little bit of a clip, folks, where it comes to Remdesivir. Remdesivir.
Yes.
Many of you have been hearing. You know, we've been talking about Remdesivir. Do not take Remdesivir. Do not take it, okay? And so a lot of people who go to the hospital and they make it very known. And I know I've had a number of people call me to have me talk to their doctor or nurse to make sure that they do not get that, okay? And we had one fella, Carl Evans, who even though he said absolutely not, they gave it to him anyhow, and it killed him.
And it killed him.
Yes,
I remember
that.
Yeah. It's been a couple of years.
And here. So now there's what they've done is they've just changed the name, or it's got two names, and they're just using another name, saying it's not Remdesivir. Play that little clip there.
Hey everyone, it's Nicole Saratek with American Frontline Nurses, and I just want to give you another heads up that we are getting reports from patients across the country that when they go into the hospital, they decline Remdesivir, but the staff is saying it's not Remdesivir, it's Veklury. Well, Veklury is the brand name for Remdesivir. So just remember that each drug has two names, a brand name and a generic name. So the generic name is Remdesivir and the brand name is Veklury.
Okay. Folks, if you try to remember those names, just remember Remdesivir. Just remember the term "run with fear." Run with fear, okay? So you can remember that. And it's Veklury. Just remember, if you can't remember that, just say Hillary. That's death.
Yes.
That's death. That's evil. Okay. There you go. We are going to take a short break, and we'll be back right after this with more.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. When the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. And we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna.
Some of us haven't been taking it at all. We've been fighting back. For the last 50 years, we've been fighting back.
Yes.
It ain't over with till we win.
Amen.
Yes. Vaccine Salesman of the Year. World Health Organization chief says COVID boosters are used by countries to kill children. Well, fake fact checkers are freaking out. They don't, like, because their job is to spin this, to make it sound, these fake fact checkers. Anyhow, a video went viral this week, and of course, actually, we reported on this about 2 weeks ago, but again, now it's really going viral. And viral this week, a failed World Health Organization chief, Tedros Adhanom. Well, I'm not even going to try this last name. Well, let me try it. Ghebreyesus. Talking about vaccinating children. In the video, Tedros tells international health experts that countries are using COVID boosters shots to kill children. If it's going to be used, it's better to focus on those groups who have the risk of severe disease and death rather than to, as we see, some countries are just using it to give boosters to kill children which are not wanted. There you go.
That's interesting. And I have a...
Well, here's what's interesting. You ready?
Yeah.
Have you heard one word of that on NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC, PMN, NCR?
Of course not.
Not one word of it, have you?
Not one word. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Remember that, folks.
Now, I've got one here that says, COVID testing needs to stop, says Influential Infectious Disease Panel. The Society for Healthcare Epidemiology of America, or SHEA, revised its guidelines currently to urge hospitals to stop testing all new admissions for COVID. Not only is the cost high for both patients and providers, but the practice is medically useless based on the fact that they simply do not work. Even the FDA admits that the COVID testing is pointless because COVID has never been isolated. Pre-admission testing, Shea says, does little, if anything, to prevent transmission of the virus. The changes come amid a so-called triple-demic of not just COVID, but seasonal influenza and respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, that the establishment was trying to scare everyone about in order to push more injections. Earlier this year, a study was conducted by Cook County Department of Emergency Medicine found that routine asymptomatic testing extended patients' wait in the emergency room by an average of 7 hours, which could be a matter of life and death, depending on the situation. Does this really make sense to probe and swab every single patient that walks in the door? Does it make sense that to test everyone, for that matter? The small benefit that comes with asymptomatic testing in this stage in the pandemic are overridden by potential harms. Stopping short of calling for an end to testing, Shea says testing would be done only on high-risk patients or should be done only on high-risk patients, those requiring an organ transplant or diagnosed with cancer. This is 3 years too late, said a commentator. I've never had a COVID test, never will, nor will I ever wear a face nappy, said another one. The latest news about COVID can be found in plague.info.
All righty, here, I think it's time I'm going to read this because this was a letter written from a fellow in Scottsdale, Arizona. And He is saying that everyone ought to consider sending a letter to their family and friends, just like the one that I'm going to read you here.
Okay.
And he says, dear friends and family, in fact, it's dated today, December 29th. Okay. Dear friends and family, I have kept my big mouth shut for several years now regarding something I am very passionate about, despite my deep concerns that many of you would take the vaccine and risk serious injury to yourselves and your children. But now the evidence is in, and it shows overwhelmingly that they are neither safe nor effective and have been a part of what some are calling a globally coordinated conspiracy, putting profits ahead of people's lives as well as for power and domination, much less depopulation, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
The simple fact is that we have all been lied to by our government. See, it's not our government. We don't have a government. We are our government. We, the people, are our government because what is in there, the communists, the Antichrist communist system, they don't represent us at all. They're the enemy. And Big Pharma, in what history will likely record as conduct constituting mass murder, of course it is. The simple fact is that we have all been lied to. Okay. From the moment this so-called COVID pandemic was announced, I saw it as highly suspect and part of an effort by devious forces such as the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization to institute a dystopian New World Order. Everything that has happened since has only confirmed my suspicion, irrespective of whether I am correct about the extent of the conspiracy or who may be behind it. The facts now in showed demonstrably that taking the vaccine is a huge, huge, huge mistake with very dangerous implications for your well-being. The masks, the lockdowns, the mandatory vaccinations of the workforce, military, and our children, all unnecessary and all highly dangerous. I pray all of you will refuse to take any more of the COVID shots, and we'll do everything in your power to hold those responsible for this egregious misconduct accountable for their behavior. I understand how sensitive and controversial this matter is and have withheld comment until now, but recent developments are so compelling, I've decided to end my silence and speak out more loudly as a warning to all. Well, you know, I don't know what he means by recent, and I appreciate the letter. We've been talking about this for years.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
But recently, though, I think that, like, even like some of your major institutions, like the Cleveland Clinic, have started to admit that you shouldn't.
Yeah, well, Cleveland Clinic came out and said that they had just recently stated that if you had got the vax, then you're four times more likely to get the COVID. And if you're four times more likely to get the COVID, you're four times more likely to die of the COVID. But guess what? From what I understand, eight times as many people die from the vax as die from the COVID.
Well, I've got an article here that basically says study shows mRNA COVID vaccine damages heart muscle cells, leading to death. And it's the Natural News. A peer-reviewed study published by a group of leading German pathologists showed that autopsy findings in people who died unexpectedly within 20 days of getting injected with mRNA Wuhan COVID virus or COVID-19 vaccine showed clear indications of myocardial site destruction and damaged heart muscle cells. These are clearly visible lymphocytes that are not supposed to be there. The analysis accompanied by specific diagrams leaves very little doubt that these were the cause of vaccine-induced myocarditis. And it says, in layman's terms, a lymphocyte is a type of white blood cell in the immune system of most vertebrates and can include natural cells like T cells, B cells. They're also the main type of cell found in lymph and making up routinely 20% to 40% of circulating white blood cells. A high number of white blood cells in their subtypes are associated with coronary heart disease, peripheral arterial disease, and stroke. The most notable and alarming revelation from the study is that selection of autopsies were from people who died within a month of COVID vaccination and several within a week, and the inflammation of the heart tissue and muscle were not due to pre-existing conditions. As researchers noted, all cases lack significant coronary heart disease, acute or chronic, manifestations of ischemic heart disease, manifestations of cardiomyopathy, or other signs of a pre-existing clinical relevant heart disease. This further pinned and directly linked the cause of death to the spike protein creating injections. Spike proteins are infectious agents that damage the heart muscles and can lead to death within 30 days of vaccination.
Well, Israel's finding out in a big way because they give all their young soldiers shots. And here, of course, in America, the ones that they forced it upon our military, they are doing everything they can. You know, our two drag queens in power, Austin and Millie.
And Millie, that's right.
You know, General Drag Queens, Austin and General Drag Queen Millie.
But I understand that they sent out the I Want You Back letter to a lot of the guys that left.
Yeah,
they're sending out that now.
But see what they're doing now. They're saying, don't worry, you don't have to, it's not mandatory that you take the death shot, but you have to take the flu shot. And they're putting the mRNA in the flu shot.
In the flu shot.
Yes.
So, in other words, we're going to get you, we're going to kill you one way or the other, aren't they?
And we do know that both vaccines involve the aborted babies.
Yep.
Both of the flu and the...
But I mean, it's killing people. It's about death. Okay, now, Lisa never gets a chance to do anything important. This is her big chance, okay? So go ahead, Lisa, you're on. You got to remember, millions of people are listening.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't mess up.
Okay. A former producer for CNN who worked for the network for almost 8 years pleaded guilty in federal court on Monday to charges involving a 9-year-old girl. The CNN Democrat pedophile pled guilty to using interstate commerce to entice and coerce a 9-year-old girl to engage in sexual activity at his Vermont ski house. As part of the plea deal, the government will drop the two remaining counts of enticement of a minor against John Griffin, age 45, of Stamford, Connecticut.
You know, it's the Democratic Communist Party, or Democratic Party, if you call it that, they're flush with pedophiles.
Yes.
I mean, it's everybody that's anybody within that party is a pedophile. And it's like.
But even as far back as the 80s, I can remember they interviewed the media people, you know, like the news people that we see and all that. And every core or traditional value that people valued, they were against even then.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, they were pro-homosexual then. They were, you know, they saw nothing wrong with divorce then, and just all the things that tend to damage society, drug usage, the whole bit. I mean, they were that way then.
Yep.
Yes.
Wake up, America. The end of free election is in sight. Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
This is an article by Joe Hoft, and he says, this week, leftists and rhinos admitted under oath that they changed the print settings on election morning so Republican votes would not be tabulated on the day, on the one day most Republicans vote. And the Maricopa County judge said, well, it wasn't intentional. Oh, my. Okay. A Republican governor candidate who easily won by multiple points was denied her right for election. Several million Arizona voters were disenfranchised. That's exactly what happened to us in the 2020 election.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so leftists and rhinos spent the last 40 years owning election machinery to end your vote, your right to vote, and they're about to finish the job. This week, the governor of Minnesota took the lead by planning to register automatically teenagers not old enough to vote on election day. There will be tens of thousands of names with little history who can be voted by election commission was needed. What do they think they're going to promise the kids? Some free marijuana? So maybe
a donut.
Okay, donut. Yeah. Okay. Jeez. Maybe fentanyl. Maybe they say, look, you know, everybody's doing fentanyl, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
It's the ultimate high. You get high and then you die.
Right? Yes, right. Goodness, yes.
You know, you think that might sound good to the kids today, right?
And it may.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It just might,
because they're lost.
I mean, I'm kind of out of touch with the kids now. I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here, Democrats are proposing laws making it a felony to question an election. They want to pass saying you can't question the election results. They are. Absolutely, completely, totally. There is nothing. There's not one thing within the Democratic Communist Party that is not corrupt, from top to bottom, and not one person within the system that's not corrupt. Now, Breitbart, Fox News, and about every other mainstream-controlled opposition cowed into submission. Not here. Not here. Election commissions regularly add to election rolls automatically every person using any state service. Even if that person has not requested to be an elector, your illegal migrant getting welfare on a driver's license can be automatically added to the state rolls. Well, what could go wrong there, huh? Mm-hmm. While this is happening, hapless Republicans claim to have found the secret to election victory. Get better at ballot harvesting or gathering. In other words, if you can't beat them, join them, become like them. This is the Republican Party that should provide pushback against industrial-scale sovereign voter fraud. Unfortunately, they see the problem of floating ballots. They do not see or do not choose to see the problem of overexpanding voter rolls with people who never chose to vote. Okay.
I've got this article here. It says, and this is a Newsweek, and this article was dated yesterday. Former gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake is calling attention to a recent ruling in Georgia ordering a new election after officials identified a number of, quote, systemic irregularities, unquote, that potentially impacted the result just days after she lost her own effort to overturn the result of her race in Arizona or hold a new election in Maricopa County. The case involved a rural county commission race in I guess, at Screven County, where several candidates filed a lawsuit alleging incorrect ballots were issued to at least two dozen voters, potentially altering the outcome of a county commission race decided by just seven votes, the Georgia Virtue reported. Several voters, it was later found, had been assigned ballots to districts they did not live in. meaning voters of a certain district were effectively disenfranchised from this vote in their homes. And an argument Lake made after up to 1,000 Arizona voters were provided with incorrect ballots in early voting in the fall. The judge ultimately ordered a new election of Screven County, something Lake has been pushing in Arizona after alleging and failing to prove instances of rampant and that in irregularities on her own election. And that's obviously what's going on there. They won't let her put in any proof, but now she has it with the election in Georgia because seven, and I'm glad that it was small. There were 14,000 voters in that county, by the way. And so it was decided by seven votes. And if dozens of people got the wrong ballot, that would affect the outcome.
Well, they fix it that way that it'll come close. This is what they've been doing.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
They've got the machinery all set up, and it's just unbelievable now.
Well, it's $7.3 million in the Arizona election, and I mean the person only won by 14,000, which is close. If you think it's 14,000 and $7 million, that's not a runaway.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, because this you don't have to go real deep on this. Hobbs is a Democrat. 17% of the Democrats voted. Okay, Kerry Lake is a Republican. 52% of the Republicans voted.
Right.
Now, do the math.
But
right?
the Democrats won by 51%.
That's right. Now, what did Joseph Stalin say? It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes that matters.
That's right.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And Hobbs knew that very well, didn't
she? Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so Kerry Lake is a fighter. She's not going to back down on this. Mm-hmm.
But I think she's found something here. That if it works there, and I mean it's on a small, and I'm glad it's a small enough scale to show that if it's wrong there, it's wrong on the big scale. And what I didn't do is that I'd like to do the math on that, because I'm thinking that I'll bet you that percentage wise they're probably about the same, the seven votes and the 14,000 out of 7 million. I bet you they're real close.
Yeah. You know, let's go. This comes at a good time because the Brunson brothers case is about to come up on January 6th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so this comes at a very good time. Let's hope now, see, so that case there in Georgia would set a precedent for her to bring her case to an appeals court.
Okay? That's correct. That is correct.
And if she gets into an appeals court, any halfway, even a little bit legitimate court, okay, today these judges have for sale signs all over them, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, are U.S. bishops complicit in the trafficking and exploitation of migrant children? Here, the Catholic Church is one of the biggest recipients of government grants and contracts for immigration-related activities in America. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, which lobbies the government for ever-expanding migrant programs, received over $67 million in migrant-related funding in 2021, its second-largest source of revenue that year. Likewise, it spent $69 million to provide migration refugee services, a figure representing 40% of the organization's operating expenditures. These facts beg the simple question, is the U.S. bishops, is the U.S. United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, a religious organization whose mission is the salvation of souls, or is it simply a non-governmental organization, NGO, at the beck and call of political operatives? Well, I guess we know the answer to that.
Yes.
While Catholic organizations certainly provide many worthy services to migrants, there is no question that a substantial portion of their funds most recently have been used to enable illegal immigration. They're definitely working with the Communist Party.
Oh, no, they wouldn't do that. Yeah. They wouldn't.
Little Lisa, you're up.
Okay, here's some more Democrat shenanigans. Former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried's case was moved to Clinton-appointed Judge Lewis Kaplan, who's allowed garbage Trump rape case to continue and oversaw Prince Andrew case 2. And TGP reported that after SBF allowing SBF to return home to his parents' house before Christmas. As the judge who set him free next recused herself from the case because of her husband's conflicts.
Here's one. Canadian government releases children's coloring book about assisted suicide.
Oh, no.
According to this children's resource, if you have a disability, you may be justified in feeling that your life is not worth living and take steps to end it. Around the world, Canada is increasingly becoming known for one thing, the cold-blooded brutality of our euthanasia regime. From Impoverished, by an article, but this is, by the way, an article by Jonathan Van Maren. From Impoverished People Opting for Suicide Because They Can't Find a Home, and the Disabled Asking for Lethal Injections Due to Lack of Support, to Veterans Being Actively Offered Medical Assistance in Dying When They Request Services. Canada's stories have made front pages across the globe. In response, Justin Trudeau, this guy is evil from the day he's evil from Ted, you know, from head
absolutely
to toe.
Yes,
absolutely.
He's involved in, like these others, a drag queen. He's a part of that. That's sick. That very, very sick, perverted, you know, movement. And so, liberal communist government has put a temporary delay on expanding assisted suicide to those with mental illness and has begun lying about some of the stories to blunt the damage, with a veteran ministers of affairs claiming that veterans had not been offered, the medical assistance in dying, despite the fact that the fact is, it's a matter of public record. Canada is going downhill fast, and look what they did with their truckers.
Yes.
There's going to be a revolution when it happens, you know. One of the things, what they've done is they've disarmed the Canadians, okay?
Yeah.
And
but they have been for a while.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's what the Democrats want to do here to us in a bad, bad way. They want to disarm us.
And we did an article this summer. They're building what really amounts to a concentration camp in Saskatchewan.
Yep.
I mean, that's really what that amounts to.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, little Lisa.
Okay, well, winter storm grim reality, frozen bodies found throughout New York. The deadly winter storm in Buffalo, New York has left 27 people dead, and that count is expected to rise after several Twitter videos showed New Yorkers frozen in the snow. One video in particular was quite sickening and appeared to show young adults mocking a man frozen to death in the snow.
Yeah, those are young Democrats doing that.
Yes.
They're the woke generation.
Yes, they are.
But you know what? I got to tell you, there's a whole lot more than that. I believe there's well over 100.
Yes.
That they know that have been frozen to death.
Well, you know, we talked about Bill Grady, and certainly our hearts go out to him with his son.
Yes.
But Bill Grady's book about how Satan turned God against America has a link to about 40 natural disasters, like all the hurricanes and all this, and he shows something where biblically we offended God within days of whatever it was, whether it was a visit by Arafat, whether it was some legislation against Israel.
Uh-huh.
I remember the 28 inches there, and even the one that tore up Bush's house in Kennebunkport, like on November the 3rd in 90, whatever it was.
Well, yeah, I remember
yes.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when he had turned on Israel, too.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
He turned on Israel,
mm-hmm.
and then the hurricane came. And remember, we just passed that, what did they call it, Defense of Marriage Act or whatever it
yes.
is. Or what?
Yeah.
But we just signed that.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go with this thing.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we're coming up to a break here. How much time do I have there? Okay. We're coming up to a break. When we get back, we're going to do a couple of clips. Very quickly when we come back, and here, there, we're going to be taking a look at the Reese Report on how prison is being built around you, and also the reports on the financial system. They're going to try to take us down, folks. Not a lot of good news out there, but God has raised us up for such a time as this. If he's raised us up for this time, then that means that we're to handle it, huh?
That's right.
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's run to the battle.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Okay, we're coming to the break. We'll be back right after this.
Okay.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.